Welcome back to In Depth. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. My second guest today for the second interview is Taylor Caldwell from Urban Roots. Taylor, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. First time in the studio, and I want to thank you for being here. Give us a little overview. What is Urban Roots, in case people don't know what the heck I'm talking about?
So Urban Roots is a Reno-based nonprofit, and we provide garden education for kids. So we do day camps, offered summer, fall, winter, and spring homeschool programs. And then we also offer the Garden Classrooms program, where we help Washoe County schools install school gardens in their schools, integrate it into their classrooms, and kind of make this sustainable model to where they can use these classrooms these gardens as classrooms.
Oh, beautiful. That's a smart idea. And I want to get kind of your background. How did you get involved with the organization?
So I actually got involved. I'm a student at UNR through an internship. I have kind of a background in nonprofits and really love healthy eating and sustainable living. And so
it's kind of a given for you a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of led me to this. Yeah, because it's really cool about Urban Roots is all of our programs focus on not only education, but environmental stewardship and healthy eating.
Okay, very cool. And how many ballpark people do you have kind of working in this organization?
So we have a small but robust team of about 10 people.
Okay.
But we really rely on our community partners and our volunteers, and it's amazing what we can get done with the people that are committed.
It is kind of amazing. I just had actually my previous guest is runs an animal shelter, and it's two of them. It's her and her daughter, and it's they deal with 40 animals. So it's kind of insane how you can just have a small amount of people and you get so much done. And how many programs do you have currently going? I mean, are there different variations of stuff you have going on with the gardens? What schools are you working with? That sort of thing.
Yeah. So right now we're working with lots of different schools, Alice Smith, Vaughn Middle School. In the summertime, and about the first week of June, we'll be starting our summer camps that'll go throughout the summer. We still have some openings if kids want to sign up for them.
Very
super
cool.
Fun. Yeah.
All right. And where can they sign up?
They can go online at urgc.org.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super easy. And if you have any questions, you can email us at info@urgc.org too.
Okay, cool. And what kinds of, are there different variations of classes as far as gardening is concerned? Or is it kind of the same sort of deal?
So our summer camps have different themes, and we teach different things through each week. But in our garden classrooms, we're really focused on essentially teaching anything in the garden. So you can teach an art class, you can teach English, science, and math. It's really just about getting that hands-on education so kids are getting engaged and, you know, getting excited about learning.
And, if you're stuck kind of in a small room with, Lord knows, with the class sizes nowadays with 40 kids, and would you rather do that or would you rather be outdoors and be in a garden and be in, a more relaxing environment?
Oh, totally,
right?
Outdoors. Yeah.
Yeah.
And kids love it too, you know. Kids.
Have you had good responses?
Oh, yeah. It's really good. Teachers love it. It's a great way to just kind of let these kids spend all their energy while they're learning. It's really amazing. When kids come home from their summer camps, they ask their parents for kale at the dinner table, which is insane because
it's pretty insane.
In what world do kids ask for kale?
I know. Well, you're instilling good behaviors in them, so this is a very, very good thing.
Yeah, it's cool. When you start to try innovative practices like using the garden as a classroom, you end up with, you know, kids really caring about the environment, eating healthy on their own, and wanting to learn.
Yeah. Beautiful. That's all good behaviors across the board. So you got the summer camps coming up. Do you have any fundraising things you have planned by chance?
Yeah. So coming up, we have our first annual fundraiser. That's in support of our Urban Roots Garden Classrooms for low-income students. And it's going to be at our farm. That's in partnership with Renown Health. And it's on 1700 East 2nd Street. It is going to be really cool. We have really famous author Richard Louv coming out to speak. And he's a really well-written author on, you know, getting kids out in the garden and learning. And that's invite only. But if you email us at jenny@urgc.org or call us at 775-636-5105, you can maybe inquire about any openings we might have for the event.
All right. Very cool. Any other fundraising, or is it kind of just an ongoing? I mean, you're a nonprofit, so yeah. I feel like it's an ongoing process every year.
Yeah.
Like you're always accepting donations, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we are. We're totally, you know, always accepting donations, yeah. Gratefully. But we offer drop-in hours for volunteers if they want to come out and get their hands dirty.
Nice.
At our Urban Teaching Farm. It's on 1700 East 2nd Street every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And no green thumbs required. It's really a great way to...
Good, because I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
Things instantly die when I try to take care of them. And I'm talking about plants. I'm not talking about other things. But I would be okay. Like,
oh,
it would be
yeah.
safe for me.
This is like the perfect way for you to kind of like... You know, get your feet wet.
Okay, very cool.
Learn a little something. You can bring your kids. You can bring your friends. It's super casual. But our times do change as the seasons do. So if you're going to come out in a couple months, make sure you check our website for the times.
Okay, very
yeah.
good.
But if you can't make it to Roots in Boots, we do have an annual Art Town event. That's super family friendly. It's free. And it's called Arts, Roots, and Boots.
Arts, Roots, and Boots?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds fun. Where's that going to be?
That's going to be at Rancho San Rafael Park,
okay.
Which is where we're going to be holding our summer camps this summer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and that's Saturday, July 7th from 5 to 9 p.m.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. They need to check that out. So what's the website again, if you can give that to me?
urgc.org.
Okay, very cool. And as far as donations go, if people are donating, can they donate things other than money, or is money kind of the preferred thing because you guys generally know what you need?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're a farm, so any, you know, garden supplies are helpful, books are helpful, but, you know, the cash donation is really great, but we do love in-kind donations from, you know, small businesses that want to get involved. We have a membership program, so if you want to, you know, kind of give back and, you know, stay involved, and you know, there's some benefits to it too, and we really love growing our membership, our members.
Very good. Are you looking for any like permanent volunteers? I mean, I know you're kind of keeping small. You have a staff of about 10 people. Do you want to add more, or what are your thoughts on that?
Totally. Well, we're always looking for volunteers. So if you are really committed to, you know, volunteering more of your time than 2 hours every Saturday, you can email dave@urgc.org and, you know, contact or schedule some times where you can, you know, come out on a Tuesday, bring 10 friends, and yeah.
All right, right on. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up? So make sure I hit everything you wanted to hit.
Yeah, actually, there's one more thing that I wanted to add that I think is really cool. So our Urban Teaching Farm, where we use the garden as a classroom there too, and these students are growing food, learning about it, but they're also learning that the food that's being grown there is going to the food pantries that are affiliated with the Food Bank of Northern Nevada.
Oh, wow. So that's incredible.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of good work.
Yeah. So we're kind of adding this community service aspect to our programs, and also, you know, working with the community to really make a huge impact.
Wonderful. All right. Urban Roots. Check them out. What is the website again? Just one more time.
urgc.org.
Okay. Taylor Caldwell, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.